American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I'm going to be talking about a very important topic, but a very hard topic at the same time. My guest today has some personal experience with suicide, and we're going to be talking about mental health awareness and suicide. So just know that there's going to be sensitive topics in this episode. Just want to let you know that. So I want you to be prepared and ready, and we are all affected in some way by this very important topic. And I'm going to be talking to Dr. Lena Clark, and she is a certified mental health coach. And we're going to be talking more about this right after this. All right. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist. I'm the host of the show. And like I mentioned at the beginning here, we're going to be talking about a very sensitive topic, but a very important topic, and that is mental health awareness and suicide. And my guest today, she is a certified mental health coach, and she's Dr. Lena Clark, and she's going to be talking about her own personal experience with this. And so, Lena, Dr. Clark, I want to welcome you to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor.
Well, you're welcome, and I appreciate you coming on and talking about this very important topic. And before we jump into the mental health awareness part, tell me a little bit about you and your personal story.
Absolutely. Well, As you stated, I am a certified mental health coach and a certified pastoral counselor and also a certified therapist and with a PhD in mental health care. And I've been in this field for over 15 years, closer to 20 years, and it has become a passion of mine. And so Miracle Mind Global is the organization that I am the founder, CEO of. And what we do is we travel throughout the city, locally of Atlanta, globally, other cities as well. And we meet people where they are. And we break down the science when it comes to the mind and explain to them how the mind works. Because a lot of times when you don't understand something, you don't understand why it's happening or how to deal with it. So again, your mind is just like any other part of your body. So what we do is we even do virtual diagrams of certain parts, such as the amygdala and hippocampus and things like that. So that's what we do. And so we also have a plethora of counselors and professionals that are on board as well. And we try to cover every area. And when I say that, meaning, you know, the young adults, the older adults, you know, even the millennials and you know, men and women. And so we go throughout the community and we have workshops as well. And so we invite the community there and to come out and join us. And so those are just some of the things that we do. We've just collaborated with Harvard, the scientific department, where they actually, people have donated their brains for research.
Wow.
And so, yes, in Boston. And so different companies, we're in Africa, Uganda, South Africa as well. We have ambassadors in those locations. And because more people are becoming aware of the need of mental health, and they just don't understand it, but they are understanding now it's going to affect more people because of what we're going through. And ever since, you know, COVID hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly yes. Right. And so many people have gone through a lot with COVID-19 and mm-hmm. the aftermath of that. And
yes.
The isolation that we all went through and just those who were experiencing mental health issues before the pandemic, mm-hmm. going through the pandemic made it even worse. And I love yes. the fact that your organization really focuses on community awareness and mm-hmm. having those workshops and partnering mm-hmm. with Harvard and being able to get the brains and looking at and doing the research. And that is so important with mental health awareness is education and educating yes. those that may not know a lot about mental health and that you're mm-hmm. able to do that. And that's fantastic.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. It is, you know, because people are, you know, it brings them to the table. They're more excited because just like any other physical part of your body, you know, we don't talk about the brain because the brain is complicated. And we know that. But again, you know, we want people to understand, you know, okay, this is where certain things come from, depression, anxiety, and you're more able to deal with it on different levels. You know, so we give people choices because everybody's on a different level. Yes.
That's exactly right. Everyone's at a different level and their comfort level. And mm-hmm. as much as they want to dive in and learn about the science or maybe yes. not.
Right.
So you meet them at their level, mm-hmm. and that's yes. awesome.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Clark, I know you had mentioned that you have some personal story about suicide, mm-hmm. and I know we mentioned that we're going to talk about that, and that's a very tragic and very serious but very important topic. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about your personal history when it comes to suicide.
Yes. Well, and I have a book titled, if I can say that, An Amazing Mind, that's that I wrote. And basically, after losing my husband in 2008, I was led to share my story because you never know who's going through what I went through for so many years. And people realize, wow, we never knew you were going through that. You didn't show that. And we didn't think your husband, because it doesn't discriminate, you know, your social status, economic status, your none of that. And so being that my husband was an entrepreneur, we built a business, a, you know, very great business. And, you know, he was an inventor, very smart, had his master's and working on his doctorate at the same time. But as we know, men don't really open up and they don't talk. And so he tried many other outlets, you know, tried to self-medicate. And so those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about. The awareness and the signs to look for. And I miss the signs. And so I'm like, if I can help one person not to look over the signs, because when you're working so close to someone and you're married or it could be, you know, in a relationship, anyone in the family, a coworker. And you know, you see the signs, but you're like, are you going to be okay? You know, many people told my husband that, are you going to be fine? And he reached out, but they didn't take him serious. And so I didn't know he was diagnosed with depression and schizophrenia, and it was on his maternal side, three generations. And so I said, no, we have children together. I have an obligation. The buck stops here because I'm not going to allow my kids to carry this on to one day when they get married to their children and then their grandchildren. So, you know, I made a point. And so that basically the second business was birthed out of losing my husband. And so I started over, rebuilt, and didn't even realize that the second business that we were building was dealing with individuals and mental health. But my husband, you know, was able to relate to that, but I never connected the dots. And that's why he started it. I just supported him without asking a lot of questions. I was just there as a support system. So it got to a point where he was tired. And, you know, family was the last person, the last resort that he reached out to, because again, they rejected him. And so those are some of the signs that I put in there, rejection, especially coming from a male, and, you know, having, you know, the spouses to pay attention, you know, when you see signs of withdrawal, when you see signs of isolation, you know, different behaviors that you see within that individual. And we can't just brush it off because we never know what they're going through. Yes. Yeah, so.
Well, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that you brought up the signs. And mm-hmm. it's never too late to bring something up or have a question. So if mm-hmm. you have a loved one and maybe you're wondering, well, is this person that seems to be depressed, seems like they're withdrawing mm-hmm. from everything. Don't yes. be afraid to ask, hey, mm-hmm. are you depressed or are you really struggling with your thoughts? And I think a yes. lot of people, they want to approach that topic yes. because it's too mm-hmm. sensitive. They don't want to offend right. anybody. But what would you say to someone who is maybe a family member now? And you mentioned mm-hmm. a lot of times it's the family members that are so close to us, we don't really catch mm-hmm. it as quickly. But what about yeah. those who are wondering if they are having a family member that is depressed and maybe wondering if they're thinking about ending their life? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when it comes to family, it's just because you really need someone non-biased. And that's what I realized, because family, they're not going to go to them because they're afraid of being judged, because family members know you. Many have known you all your life since birth. And then many times it runs in the family. And so the family, certain members have swept it under the rug, such as my husband's mother at his homegoing. They were like, didn't you know? So I had to start doing my own research. So there was no help for him from his family because they were sweeping it under the rug. And so to answer your question, what I would do, if it would basically have to be someone who understands, who's not in denial within that family. If you see the signs, say it's okay not to be okay, you know, because that's the only way you're going to be able to open them up, you know, and get them to talk. Otherwise, it's going to take someone from the outside. But gaining their trust and letting them know, I understand, I go through things, we all go through. And when you share your experiences of maybe not getting, wanting to get up in the morning, maybe bouts of anger or whatever it is, connect to that person, then you're able to draw them in. But otherwise, most of the time, they're going to resist because they're afraid of being judged and misunderstood.
Yeah. And you mentioned it earlier, especially among men, there is definitely mm-hmm. a stigma in not wanting to let others know how you're feeling. And right. they're embarrassed, or they don't want mm-hmm. to admit it to themselves, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And yet it's a very real thing, and it happens all the time. And it is something we cannot deny, and we cannot mm-hmm. not talk about it mm-hmm. because it is so prevalent in yes. our society. It's global wide, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm sure your studies have realized that it's not just in the U.S. It's in around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's global. And like you mentioned, you know, the stigma with it when it comes to men, because men were, you know, taught, it's different cultures, you know, well, toughen up, you know, you're a man, you swallow it, you can't tell anyone, but they're still human. And especially, you know, a man that has a family and is a head and is a leader, you know, often said, how can we as spouses understand, be able to help you if we don't know what's going on, you know, in your mind? And you know, let's talk about it. And I often share with individuals, even on social media, the first thing on the very top in the group, it says, what's on your mind? So we start talking about it. And we start asking, you know, and letting them know, okay, and being more comfortable that it's okay to talk about it. And it actually does not mean that you're not, that it emasculates a man. It makes you stronger because you are opening up. You know, when you hold things in, you know, many men have been traumatized from childhood and they're hurting. And again, it's not fair. You ask yourself, is it really fair to the person I'm with? You know, no. So these are some of the things. We have men and mental health conferences as well. And many men are coming forward to the conferences to say, because most of the time there's not a platform for men to come and talk. And so being that I experienced it, I said, okay, no, this is something that is much needed. So I'm just encouraging men to share what's on your mind, because we need the men. And so if they're not standing up, how can we support you?
I love that. Yeah. Yes. And you said earlier, it's okay to not be okay.
Yes.
And that's sometimes mm-hmm. we need to hear that. It's almost mm-hmm. it's permission to feel depressed. Mm-hmm. And we don't yeah. have to put up. You don't have to put up the whole macho, I'm fine, mm-hmm. but it's okay right. to not be okay and exactly. to admit it and not feel like you're going to be judged. And, right. and I think that is an added pressure to men, to boys, to even young mm-hmm. boys. And I think mm-hmm. that stigma can really go way, way back for years, yes. even when they're little boys, that stigma yes. can be there. And what you're doing, Dr. Clark, you're trying to break that stigma, and mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. are, you created a business, and this is your life work, and you're honoring mm-hmm. your late husband. And I think that's amazing. And you're mm-hmm. speaking about it, and you're encouraging others to not only to speak up and to say something when you recognize the signs, but also for those who have lost a loved one to suicide themselves.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about what you do for your own self-care, what you're working on, mm-hmm. Because every year there's going to be remembering mm-hmm. things that throughout mm-hmm. The year, and it's a reminder. What are some things mm-hmm. that you can encourage somebody else who lost a loved one?
Yes. What I like to do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I encourage your, you know, individuals, and, you know, it, again, it's a choice. And what really motivated me was to turn my pain into my purpose. Mm-hmm. And that is what I look forward to doing every day that I wake up, you know, is to be able to help someone else, because you never know again. And that's what gives me joy. You know, writing was one of the self-care, journaling. And just being able to go out and make someone feel better, and then opening up conversations. And once I did that, I would realize, wow, this person is suffering with depression. And they would, I mean, every single day, I don't care if it was in the store, you know, in the grocery line, people would eventually, once I start sharing my story, they would start sharing theirs. And so that was a part of, you know, what made me happy, self-care. Then I was so, you know, engulfed in the business, to where I eventually had to start, okay, you know, realizing that I did have to spend time with myself. And so, you know, just getting away for the weekend every now and then, and just, you know, just enjoying myself and reading and just things that I like to do, you know, soft music. And those are some of the self-care things, and going to the spa that I put on the list to be able to do for myself. But the main thing was to help someone else. That is what brings me joy. Yes.
I think that's amazing. And yeah, that's part of the healing process. The clients that I talk to who have lost a loved one of the mm-hmm. things that I recommend as part of their healing process is to help others.
Yes.
And you may not need to go out and start a business or do some global work like you're doing, but it could be just as simple as you're in the grocery store line mm-hmm. and maybe somehow you found out someone lost a loved one and you can help them mm-hmm. and encourage right. them. And mm-hmm. I think it's those small, simple little things that mm-hmm. Is important, that you can honor your loved one. And mm-hmm. And you are certainly doing that for your former husband. So I think this is a really interesting topic, because you are someone who has experienced a loss of a loved one in this way, but you mm-hmm. also help a lot of other people who are struggling. Mm-hmm. So you see mm-hmm. both sides to this.
Yes.
Have you ever come across somebody that, of all the people that you have talked to about this, is there a story that sticks out to you and that has a memory that is very clear and vivid in this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, many. I mean, when I hear people tell their stories, and one that really stuck out is it was actually a male, when they said they attempted to kill themselves 3 times and it was not successful. So, you know, hearing that and being able to reach out to that person after that. And so they're still a part of, you know, Miracle Mind Global, because they also now travel, you know, with the team. And so they tell their story. So that's a form of therapy as well, because they're meeting other people where they are. And sometimes we overlook people like that. And so, you know, then another one was this individual was actually, you know, incarcerated, but they weren't getting the help that they needed, which is another story in itself. And so now they are really moving forward within their life. And there's another male as well. And so having them to feel like they're part of something makes them feel like they belong. And so those are some of the phenomenal stories. And those are the main two that really, you know, stick out, because I said, you have a purpose. If you attempted three times and you're still here, you're here for a reason, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and even when it came to my husband, you know, he was tired. His last words, are you ready to go? I didn't know he meant, I thought he meant to go to the business, but I had no idea that he had planned to take me too, heal me as well. And God kept me here for a reason. So, yeah, so, you know, and that reason is to do what I'm doing. And that's, I found out that was my purpose, you know, along with, you know, what I went through as well. So that it was a sacrifice. It took that in order for me to get confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think that's really an amazing stories, and mm-hmm. to be able to say turning your pain into purpose, mm-hmm. that's meaningful. And yes. that gives meaning to something that a lot of people don't feel like they have, which is meaning, mm-hmm. and life meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's really important. And so if there might be people listening to this episode that have contemplated, thought about, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. even attempted to end their lives.
Yes.
And yes. maybe they're listening to this and they're realizing, well, I can't control my situation, but I can at least live. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. finding things that you can enjoy, and even the mm-hmm. small things that you can live.
Yes.
You have a future. You have things mm-hmm. to live for and people in your life. But mm-hmm. it's in that moment, in those very big, dark moments that people are very serious about ending their life, that's where it really is important to remember.
Yes.
And to think about that there are people in your life that care about you, that love mm-hmm. you, and that you have a future, and you can turn the pain that you're in currently into passion.
Yes, absolutely.
And purpose.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, yes. It's all about understanding. You know, this is a situation, people want to say illness, disease, or whatever term they want to use, but you cannot deal with mental health issues without love, compassion, and understanding.
That's right. And someone who is contemplating and thinking mm-hmm. about ending their lives, they're at the lowest points of their life.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
mm-hmm.
darkest hour.
Yes.
And they feel like there is no hope. And the mm-hmm. only way out is to do it by their own hand. And
right.
And mm-hmm. so they feel like there is no other alternative, that they are mm-hmm. all alone. And mm-hmm. what they're going through is the most horrific thing that they've ever experienced. And
yes.
yet what you're saying, even in those times, there can be purpose in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you can live a life. And you can live mm-hmm. a fulfilling life, but you have
yes.
to get through this point in your life right now that mm-hmm. you're at the darkest, deepest, and the most depressive state of your life.
Yes.
You can get through it.
Yes.
This too shall pass.
That's right. That's right. This too shall pass. Absolutely. Yes.
And
that is
sometimes
so true.
It's hard to remember that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is to many. Many have to be reminded, you know, and I always say the stronger ones are to help the weaker ones. And it's a matter of reminding, even having accountability partners is so important, because we all need that. You know, I'm just like mental health coaches. We often get, you know, when you get a physical coach and you want to lose weight and you want to, you know, you're on a journey. And the same with the mind, because the mind controls the body. Mm-hmm. And that is what is attacked on a daily basis. You know, so reminding each other that you are here for a purpose. Everyone was born with a gift and a purpose.
Yeah, I believe that too. I firmly believe that. And we all have a reason for being here, all have a reason for living, whether we think so or not. And sometimes we don't feel that way, but it doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed listening to your passion and how you turned your pain into passion and purpose, and how important it is to raise this awareness. And if you are listening to this and you're struggling and you're depressed and you're thinking about ending your life, listen to this episode again and be encouraged that we want to validate how you feel, but also to let you know that you can still live and there's a lot left of your life, whether you feel like it or not.
Yes.
And for you to be able to recognize that I just need to get through this dark time in my life. And there is another side to this. There is an end and a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to get there.
Yes.
And some days it takes one step at a time. And some days it's 1% at a time. And some days just trying to get out of bed, and that's all you can do. That's okay. You're still moving forward.
Still
and don't
moving.
Give up.
Exactly.
And don't give up. Don't forget that you're loved.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Clark, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this important topic. Is there anything else that you can leave my listeners of encouragement? Maybe what they could do if they wanted to get involved in something? What would be something that you can encourage those who are listening that may have someone either who has lost a loved one due to suicide, or maybe they're thinking about maybe my husband, maybe my son, my daughter, or maybe it's my aunt or someone, a friend, someone they know is depressed and maybe they're suicidal. What can you tell them?
Well, I would share with them that if you know someone that is suicidal or having suicidal ideations, or even yourself have had those thoughts or you're depressed, you know, it's easy for us to say, you know, it's going to get better. But I always say, reach out. You know, don't be afraid to reach out. Many people don't want to. They feel like they're bothering someone or they're not going to understand. But it's not true. All you have to do is just do it. Reach out to someone, an organization, you know, such as what we're talking about. And tell them your story. Tell them what you're going through. And they can basically, if they don't know what to do, they'll find someone who can do it. And a lot of people who lose hope, they don't continue. They're not as persistent because mentally they're not strong. And so that's why we have to have these platforms so people can know they're there to encourage them. But I would say reach out to organizations who are offering assistance, who can help you and have accountability partners. But don't give up. Regardless to what you're thinking about, your thoughts, you have many thoughts that go through your mind every day, you know, but you have the power to control those thoughts, you know, just affirmations, put up positive affirmations that you are in control of your mind, just like the steering wheel when you're driving, you're in control of which way you're going to go. So the same with your mind, you have to speak to it. And just say, look, I'm in control, whatever those thoughts, where they're coming from. And many people hear voices or whatever your diagnosis. If you have a diagnosis, again, sometimes, you know, the doctors may give you something, but it is making you feel a certain way. And even in my case, and I can only relate to it because it hit home with my husband. He didn't want to be in a state of lockdown with medication. And I didn't realize that until after he died. So self-medicate. And self-medication does not help when you have mental health issues because some of it doesn't work together. So my thing is to reach out to someone. Everyone doesn't need a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Some people just want a coach or a therapist or a friend, someone to hold their hand. And that's what we're here to do. You know, Miracle Mind Global will hold your hand throughout the process. We're not just going to talk about it. We have a POA. We have a plan of action because people want answers. And they want people that are going to show that they care, not give up on them. So just connect to someone who you know, you feel comfortable with. Yes, that's what I say. Connect to someone and you'll know who that person is. You'll know.
Well, I think that's excellent, and excellent points that you give, and reach out to someone. You're not alone. And I would even mention there are some people that may not want, they feel like they're, they don't want to burden a friend or a loved one with really how they're feeling. And I would just mention there's even mental health crisis counselors. They're 24/7 that you can reach out. And if you're in the U.S., you can call or text 988, and that'll take you right to a mental health crisis counselor. And that's 24/7. And, talking to somebody is really important. And at the very least, if you're feeling that suicidal, go to the nearest hospital and check yourself in. Again, you have to look at life. Life is hard, obviously, because you're going through this, but for you to reach out to someone. So if you don't feel comfortable talking to a friend or a family member, go to the hospital or call or text 988 and talk to a crisis counselor.
Very
good advice. Great tips. Thank you so much. Appreciate you sharing your story. And I think that's what brings this so real, is because you've experienced it yourself and you understand what people are going through. And so I really appreciate you coming on the show. And if you're listening, thank you so much. If you're watching this, you can watch this on YouTube as well. So I really appreciate you all, and continue to work on yourself. And if you're struggling, make sure you reach out to someone.
Yes,
take care, my friends.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
All right, so let me stop here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.